I've Never Been in Love Before. It's the lead track to the brand new album by Cyrus Chestnut, A Million Colors in Your Mind. And Cyrus Chestnut, it's great to welcome you back to GLT. A Million Colors in Your Mind. Where does the title come from?
Well, it was suggested to me by Joe Fields. And when he listened to it, he says that I utilized so much color coming from all different places. So it felt like a million colors in his mind. It's like, okay, that sounds good to me. Yeah, I don't try to limit myself to just one particular way of playing. You know, of course, there's some things that will be at the foundation, but I try to leave myself open to a lot of different things.
On this album, you were trying to do something a little bit different than you've done on previous albums as far as the material you're covering?
These were songs that I've always wanted to play. And, you know, then the personnel, you know, having an opportunity to record with Victor Lewis and David Williams, I know that I've been taught that it's very important to always connect with the generations. And there's still gentlemen around there who have walked where I still have yet to go. And if I can experience music with them, then I think in the long run, it'll make me that much stronger. So, you know, being able to work with Jimmy Heath, have an opportunity to work with James Moody, being able to record with Victor Lewis and Curtis Lundy, fortunately, there's a pretty good list that I have been able to, like, be on bandstands or be in the recording studio with. It's done nothing but just help me to become a stronger person.
Listening to songs from the new album by Cyrus Chestnut. It's called A Million Colors in Your Mind. And in the liner notes, you make the connection between yourself and John Hicks, who was a mentor of yours. One of the big connections is that you both played with Betty Carter. He played piano before you, about three or four people before you, maybe four or five. You said he was a mentor. I'm guessing he was a friend of yours as well. But in the liner notes, you know, I'm condensing the line. You said, you know, he was not apologetic about his playing. We're talking about John Hicks. He was always in your face. What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean by that?
There was a certain urgency that John had, and you know what he had to say. He had to say, you know, when he sat down at the piano, he was going to maximize that time, and so he was definitely going to get his point across.
Well, you said on this album you wanted to record with some older cats. I mean, you like the energy of the young guys, but you wanted somebody like David Williams and Victor Lewis, who played on here, and it, because they bring something different to the table, or maybe they bring something different out of you. Would that be an accurate way of saying that?
All of the above, just what you said. They make me think different. You know, they make me react different. And so I just find it a necessity to do that. Not saying that the younger cats don't challenge me. Yeah, every time I get in a musical situation, I get challenged. But it's just something when you walk in the room with people who've been in, you know, where you still have yet to go. You know, because I'm one of those guys of where you give respect to the cats who came before. You know, to have these cats say, yeah, you want to record with us? Okay, come on, you know. You know, to give you an encouraging word, that means a lot to me. Thank you.
At the end of this process, did you come out a little bit of a different artist or a little bit of a different musician?
For sure.
And how's that?
For sure. You know, the way of just thinking about things musically, you know, you think more about communication. You think more about telling stories versus playing scales, you know, scales become phrases, words.
Well, you recorded a John Hicks song on here, but you also recorded a Lionel Richie song on this album. There are a number of jazz people that frown on these kind of covers, and there's a number of people who think this is really cool. Especially if you kind of keep it as spice. You know, it's not the main focus, but why this song by Lionel Richie? It's the big 1980s hit, Hello. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I always liked it. And as I started to mess around with it, you know, it just came to me in a different way. It's like, I always tell people when I play it, it's like, I'm not trying to be Lionel Richie. I don't want to be Lionel Richie. I just have to find myself through it. And, you know, jazz throughout history has borrowed from great classics. But I think once you find something that you can connect to, then you figure out how to state it your way.
Well, Cyrus Chestnut, great to talk with you again. Congratulations on the great new album, A Million Colors in Your Mind. And we hope to see you down the road again.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.